Right now, it is time for us to take a look at sports, see what happened in the world of sports yesterday. We'll start off with Major League Baseball, where yesterday, we'll just run down the scores of the local teams that saw action yesterday. The Tampa Bay Rays defeated the Blue Jays 6-4. Of course, Tampa Bay leads the AL East by a huge amount. The Yankees over the Rangers by a score of 4-3. I'm seeing if the Mets played yesterday or not. I don't see them up here. But just let me scan through just to double check. No. So now, if we go to the standings and look at the standings, we'll go to the wild card standings. In the American League, Boston has a game and a half lead over Toronto, and Toronto has a half game lead over the Yankees. The Yankees on the outside looking in, and after the way they've played, that's where they should be. Just absolutely horrible. Yesterday in the NFL, it didn't take long for the Green Bay Packers to show what they're made of, as they downed the Detroit Lions 35-17. Not a bad game at all. Not a bad game at all for the quarterback. Aaron Rodgers had quite an afternoon. Archie Manning and Eli continued on with their Monday night alternate commentary. I kind of like what they do. I really do. I like it better than the standard play-by-play that's given. For the Yankees, I guess we can say it. The Yankee that should have been traded a long time ago, Gary Sanchez, homered, and that managed to gain the Yankees a 4-3 win and gain a half game in the wild card situation. But they just don't belong in the playoffs the way they've been playing. They're too disjointed. The same players can go on a 15-game win streak and look unbeatable, and then go on a 10-game losing streak and look like they can't beat anybody. And to me, that's just way too inconsistent for them to head into the playing game. Just a very, very disappointing season. I've been saying that for the past several months, and I'll keep saying it. It's just absolutely, I've been a season that I think at the end of it, unless some weird stroke of lightning happens, Yankee fans are going to have to come away disappointed. Interesting column that has been written about golf. You have no Phil, no Tiger. And what does that mean? Well, it's the first time since 1995 they're not playing. And the U.S. team still has a better than average chance of winning. So, I don't know what that says, but it's an interesting column nonetheless. All right, that is a check on sports this morning here on The Breakfast Club on Robinhood Radio.